The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. So my details, right? Couple things happened to me this week, and they both relate to high blood sugars. And if anybody knows me, well, anyone listening to the podcast knows me now if they've been listening to the podcast. I absolutely hate high blood sugars. Now, I have trained myself to respond well to high blood sugars, but I absolutely hate them with a passion. And I had two high blood sugars. I frequently will go higher, but these were noticeably high. So one was basically, I was working a lot throughout the day, and I didn't eat that much throughout the day because I was really busy. Didn't have too much time. Not an excuse in my mind, but I'll go with it. And I didn't eat as much as I usually do throughout the day. And I always have a cutoff point for my last meal at night. So I know that throughout the night, my blood sugars ideally are going to stay pretty stable. So I have that cutoff point. I have a few hours between my last meal and my bedtime, so I know how my bloods are going to behave throughout the night. On this particular day, because I was busy, because I didn't eat that much throughout the day, I was absolutely starving when I finished work. And I finished pretty late. And in my head, I was like, oh, it's late. I know I don't want to eat this close to bed, but I'm also absolutely starving. So I was like, you know what? I'll have a big meal, make up for lost time throughout the day. And when I'm having larger meals, usually with higher fat, higher protein, I'll split my dose into two or three. So what happened was, took my first dose, had my big meal, had planned the second dose so I could counteract that delayed spike from higher fat, higher protein, and fell asleep before I could take the second dose. And what happened was, I have an alert schedule on my Dexcom. So I have a different high alert from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. So that if my bloods go over a certain number when I'm asleep, it's generally lower than my daytime alarm. I'll wake up, I can treat it. So again, I can ensure I stay stable throughout the night. The alert schedule was turned off. I can't even remember why it was turned off. So basically what happened was, I had a huge meal, fell asleep before the second dose, and my Dexcom alerts for nighttime were turned off. So I basically slept the whole night. And I think I was like up at like 15 or 16. And I woke up feeling like I had been hit, like I always say, hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Or had about 15 pints the night before, which would have been a lot better. But woke up feeling horrendous. Dry mouth, puffy eyes, felt as if my eyes were crusty, dehydrated, just felt awful. But like I've said, I have trained myself to not be affected by that. And what I always say is, so much of you managing your diabetes consistently in a healthy, happy, confident way is you understanding that your blood sugar is not going to be perfect. You can try to make it be perfect. It's still not going to be perfect. But the next best thing is how you react and you respond when things aren't perfect or something goes quote unquote wrong. So because of that, when I woke up, my blood sugar that high, physically felt shite. Initially, mentally, I was fuming. But in those moments, they're the only moments that you can actually practice how you respond to your blood sugar. So anytime that happens to me, or it has happened to me over the years, I basically just say to myself, look, take a pause. It's gonna happen. But what's important right now is how you react and you respond. Because if I react too quickly emotionally, I'll be raging, it'll affect the rest of my day. I'll probably take too much insulin too quickly. And then you're running the risk of seeing a big hypo if you're slapped with all that insulin at once. So in my opinion, actually, it probably is one of the most important things, is how you are responding to your highs or to your lows. Because they have the ability or the potential to affect you for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, even the rest of the month, yep, depending on how you respond to them. And I've said it before, how your blood sugar can almost be like glass, like quite fragile. All it takes is one high or one low to crack that glass and have you being like, you know what? F it, not bothered. I'm just going to completely overtreat this high or low. And then that leads to more highs, more lows. And then it just can frustrate you. Well, let's use that word. I could use other words, but I won't, for a longer period of time. So next time you have that big high that really, really, really gets under your skin, it quite literally is you saying to yourself, take a pause. It happens. How can I respond to this in a way that won't affect me for the rest of the day? Because it's so, so, so important. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulin Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.